Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The US college admission scam came to light in 2019 when it was revealed that a cohort of very wealthy people in the United States had been getting their children into elite college places through bribery and cheating. Now, the scam, which had been running since 2011, is the subject of a new documentary coming to Netflix next week. Let's take a listen.
All of our friends are only talking about one thing, and it's this story.
An FBI investigation called Operation Varsity Blues.
USC, UCLA,
and Rick Singer.
The mastermind behind the entire operation.
Is there any risk that this thing blows up in my face?
Hey, Rick.
Hey there.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's good for me.
Rick, I had a question for you.
It's just you and me. Is that kosher?
Absolutely.
I just wanted you to walk me through the whole thing again and how it works.
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
So I've done 761 what I would call side doors. The front door means getting in on your own. So I've created this kind of side door in because my families want a guarantee.
Orla Condon, entertainment reporter and host of the Weekly Watch podcast, has already seen the documentary and she joins me now. Good morning, Orla.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
That's an extraordinary clip there. My families want a guarantee. Tell us a little bit about the scheme itself and how it worked.
Yeah, it was a story, I suppose, that grabbed headlines back in 2019 because of some of the high-profile figures that got kind of caught up in it. Mainly of note worldwide would be Lori Loughlin, who many will remember from Full House, and Felicity Huffman, who would be best known for Desperate Housewives, were two parents that got caught up in this scheme that was ran by Rick Singer, which was basically the biggest case of its kind prosecuted by the US Justice Department. And it was a conspiracy that would guarantee admission to some of the most elite colleges and universities in the US. You heard in the clip there the actor playing the role of Rick Singer talking about this side door scheme. You know, he explains that in the transcripts from the FBI wiretap phone calls that there was the front door, which was applying and getting in on your merit, the back door, which would be huge donations in the millions of dollars from families to colleges in the hopes that that would get them favour and get children in. And then he had developed this kind of side door scheme, which was cheaper, but it was a little bit more guaranteed because there was more fraudulent work at play with kind of messing with SAT scores and bribing college officials more directly. So it's a kind of a mix of a documentary and dramatisations of the transcripts from the calls that the FBI had wiretapped. So you hear what actually was said on these phone calls, and one of the FBI members who are narrating the podcast, you know, say it's amazing what people will say when they don't know they're being recorded. And you really hear these parents who are just willing to do anything to guarantee a spot in some of these colleges.
And Orla, you mentioned Rick Singer there, and he's the guy who, if you decided you want to get your child into college, one of the things he would do is you would give him plenty of money. He would then go to the college, find somebody who was bribable, and perhaps get you a sports scholarship, for example.
Yeah, he had a number of sports coaches and kind of high-ranking members, especially on the kind of sports side of things in colleges. He would pick niche sports where there wouldn't be as much competition and it wouldn't be getting as close an eye as, say, football or basketball in the US. So things like sailing, tennis, fencing, things like that. And he would bribe these officials to basically make the I suppose, to go to the admissions board and tell them this person has real ability to become a star for us in sailing. We think you should admit them based on this, even if that person had never even sat in a boat in their life. So that was one of the ways he would get people in. He also had a guy who would sit the SAT exams for students or sit entrance exams for students. He would help students kind of pretend they had learning difficulties so that they would get more time in exams or would get special allowances that therefore he could then manipulate to help get them into these colleges. This was huge. I mean, he ended up getting over $25 million from only just 33 parents between 2011 and 2018, but he says he's helped over 700 families in this way.
Vast sums of money. I mean, I was reading that one of the sports coaches took a bung of $400,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. And again, I suppose the main point is it's the money that these parents were paying. They were paying kind of $300,000, $400,000 to this guy, Rick Singer. But that was still a lot cheaper than making a $2 million or $3 million donation to the college with the kind of fingers crossed method of hopefully this will garner you favour. So this seems like a more guaranteed approach for parents.
And you mentioned Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, Laurie Loughlin from Full House. Do they feature in this documentary?
They don't feature in it, but obviously that what happened to them and what they did is part of the story. Like, they're probably the two most worldwide known names to be attached to this. But yeah, probably Laurie Loughlin was the one that maybe held on to headlines a little bit longer. Felicity Huffman was quicker to plead guilty and things like that. But yeah, they Laurie Loughlin, for example, her and her husband allegedly paid $500,000 to Rick Singer's foundation, kind of disguised as a donation. But it was actually going to the admissions committee in the University of Southern California, who would then believe that their two daughters were basically going to play or going to take part in the rowing team, although neither of them had ever rowed in their lives. And that kind of caught up with that family a bit more, I suppose, because their daughter, Olivia Jade, was an influencer. She was working on YouTube. She was getting sponsorship deals with brands like Sephora. So she was building her own kind of career in the public eye. And she regularly posted about how much she hated college and how she had no interest in going. And then obviously that caused uproar for the people who lost out on a space, probably deserved to get in and lost out on a space because of this scam that they had gotten involved in. And Felicity Huffman as well, she had paid $15,000, a smaller sum, but she was meant to have paid for her daughter Sophia, for someone else to take the SATs for her, and received a greatly improved score on what her daughter had gotten in the kind of pre-SAT exam.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great watch, and it's on Netflix next Wednesday, the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, Operation Varsity Blues. Orla, one other thing I wanted to ask you, a bit of news on the Netflix front this morning. They're clamping down on people sharing the passwords.
I know, this is a knife straight to the heart. My brother will be delighted I'll finally be booted off his account. But yeah, this has been kind of rumbling for a while, but this isn't the latest one now. But Netflix is testing a feature to clamp down on people sharing passwords with other households. Now, there's a little bit of ambiguity in whether that means, you know, obviously you're allowed to have a certain number of accounts on one account, profiles, I should say, on one account. Whether they'd be allowed, to say someone like myself who doesn't live with my brother but sponges off of his Netflix account, will I get away with it but the person I've shared his password with won't? So there's a little bit of confusion there. But yeah, I feel like it just puts everyone on tenterhooks. So many people are sharing accounts.
Well, they've obviously,
we're all going to have to foot the bill.
Yeah, I mean, they've obviously identified it as a major problem if they're taking these steps.
Yeah, I mean, they've done tests over the years, and they've found that, yeah, they've found a lot of people are using Netflix accounts who are not authorized to do so. But also you think about things like, I saw someone saying, you know, what if when you go to we're not doing much with these days, but when you go to a hotel and you might log into your Netflix on a hotel and leave it logged in, you know, those kind of accounts, obviously you don't want people using your Netflix in that kind of way.
Okay.
But yeah, I suppose for people like me who's too cheap to foot the bill, will I be facing the consequences?
Yeah, Orla, you're in trouble with Mr. Netflix coming to get you.
Oh, what will I do? I've nothing else to do with my time. This is all I have, so I'm going to have to cough up.
All right, your brother will be in touch with you anyway. They've changed the password by 11:30. Orla, thanks very much. Orla Condon
thanks
there.
So
Let's
much.
Take a break before news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.